This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No one is escaping inflation in America. The worst has been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables. Beef is up 20%, pork nearly 17%, and chicken over 9% higher now when compared to a year ago.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos on Monday, was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on four charges centering around wire fraud. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors, doctors, and patients about her company's blood testing capabilities. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Nassau County Police are reporting Long Island teacher Laura Russo was arrested for illegally injecting a 17-year-old boy with a COVID-19 vaccine at her home without the teen's parental consent. She still has a job but has been reassigned from her classroom duties. She is due to appear in court on January 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Biden administration's COVID-19 plans are making the pandemic's effects worse. So says New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis on Newsmax.
And one of the things that I've been saying is that the president should be more focused on ensuring that we have an adequate supply of the monoclonal antibodies and also push the FDA to approve those treatments that have been sitting there waiting for approval. So I think that this president has done an awful job, and you see it in the numbers. More people have died this year under President Biden than we saw under President Trump, and he had the vaccine, the benefit of having the vaccine this year, and we still saw those numbers skyrocket. Yeah. So I also believe, though, that we have to return to normalcy, and the only way we're going to do that is if we focus on those treatments and therapeutics, making sure the hospitals are equipped to treat people that are sick. And also, we can talk about mandates, too, if you want to, but that's going to be a big thing that's coming up January 7th in the Supreme Court, and many of us in Congress, over 180 of us, have signed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit against these mandates, because we know here in New York that the mandates have hurt us tremendously. Our ability to recover We are have the twice as number of the unemployment than you see nationwide.
Right.
We have a very slow recovery, and it's because a lot of these mandates that are forcing people to not return to work.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, Happy New Year to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Nina May joins us. She is a director, writer, producer, and happened to be at the Capitol on January the 6th. She was filming. And so, I give her a lot of credibility and credence, and I say we should listen to what she had to say as she was there. And you can imagine with someone who is a producer and a director, she sees things that, everyday people may not catch. And how things happened and how they unraveled on January the 6th, and the narrative that we're being told, which is much the same thing. It seems like when the government gets a hold of the narrative, it's something that kind of leaves you scratching your head, whether we're talking about the JFK assassination, 9/11. I mean, let's just go right on down the list. I mean, it seems that the government is definitely passionate and consistent in protecting their own interest. So what is their interest in all this? Maybe, a critical question that we need to ask. Nina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So you were there with your camera crew and observing what was going on. Help our audience understand how you got there and what led up to January the 6th from your perspective.
Well, it's interesting. There was a lot of people don't know this. There was a prayer walk the night before on January the 5th. So all those people that were there on the 6th were there the night before doing a prayer walk around the Capitol. It was very peaceful. It was very genteel. It was, typical. There was no violence, nothing at all. So my question:
when you say typical of most of the MAGA rallies where people assembled cleaned up after themselves, were respectful to law enforcement. This wasn't an Antifa BLM type of event.
No, not at all, not at all. And one of the reasons we wanted to go was we figured, okay, this is pretty historic. It might be the last time we see President Trump speaking. There was obviously a lot of concern about the way the election was handled, tons of proof that there were irregularities. So there were a lot of people that were very upset about the way the election turned out. But the irony is, we didn't see any anger at all. We didn't see any hate. We didn't see any violence. It was sort of like a giant, like a pep rally, sort of, I guess is the best word I can say. Everyone was happy. You had people, street vendors selling things. Policemen were on the streets, and people were waving at them, getting selfies done. It was a very peaceful, typical Washington rally. And I've been in the D.C. area for a gazillion years. I've been to a ton of these rallies. I've covered them. I've spoken at them. I've marched in them. I've, been in front and back, behind, everything. And there was nothing unusual about this rally at all. except that if you wanted to compare it to the BLM rallies that they had and the Antifa rallies that were very, very destructive. I mean, they were trying to attack the White House. They almost got over the gate or the fence of the White House. They burned the church across the mm-hmm. Lafayette Park. They tried to pull down the statue. So there was a lot of violence before this.
Mm-hmm. And I think the damage toll was noticeable between what happened, six, 7 months earlier at Lafayette Square
exactly.
with BLM and
exactly.
Antifa, right? I mean, because what did they have? I think it was less than $100,000 of damage, supposedly, on January 6th. But, the damage that happened with Antifa and BLM at Lafayette.
It was millions of dollars.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Yeah, and no one seemed to care. I mean, where was the left on that one? They could care less. In fact, mm-hmm. the mayor actually allowed them to debase a street there with Black Lives Matter all painted in yellow. My question
right.
is, well, okay, why can't the NRA do that? Why can't a pro-life group do that? We're going to start painting up the streets of D.C. It should be equal access opportunity. But, yeah. But I digress. So this was a very, very peaceful rally. And what had happened was, and we were trying to get some information while we were there and then later, was that the president really didn't even know where he was going to speak or even if he was going to speak. There was a permit pulled for some other group, and mm-hmm. they gave it to the president to speak. It was last minute. In fact, we didn't even know until the night before where we were going to be because we had no idea where things were. So we looked to see who had permits pulled. There were four permits pulled by through the National Park Services, which mm-hmm. suggests that they knew exactly what was happening. They knew what groups were coming. They knew how many people were going to be coming. So it wasn't a surprise. They make it sound like 2 million people just converged on D.C., shock among shock. I mean, where did all these people come from? They knew exactly what was going on. They knew exactly where they were going to be. And that's why it was very weird for us, a little bit suspicious. We left the White House.
Let me stop you there for just a second, Nina. When you talk about the numbers, because they've been all over the place and somewhat quiet about it, whenever they talk about numbers in D.C. for some reason, what was the account of people that showed up for January the 6th?
Was it a couple million people?
Yeah,
easily 2 million people. And I was okay. there for the Promise Keepers March, which was like 1.75 million. I was there for mm-hmm. the Tea Party March, and that was about same thing about 1.8 million. This was far more, I mean, way more people than that. So we all said, listen, looking at the numbers in the past marches, this has got to be easily 2 million people, easily.
Wow.
And very mm-hmm. peaceful. I mean, I really have to stress that. They were very, very peaceful.
And of those people, how many went to the Capitol? Because not all 2 million went to the Capitol.
No, not at all. In fact, here's what happened. And because we were on the front line of this occurring, the president was an hour late speaking. So we had walked from the Capitol to the White House, which is about a 50-minute walk. We walked there and thinking, okay, we'd heard that he was going to be there. We were thinking we could get close enough to get some good footage. Again, it was about, recording history was why we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the outer limits, if you mm-hmm. can say, of the whole group that was there. I don't know if you're familiar with D.C., but there's the of course, the Washington Monument, and further up the street is the African American Museum. And it's, we're talking maybe a quarter of a mile from the White House easily. And that's where we were. We could not get any closer than that. And you could barely hear with the speakers that were way up at the White House and with how sound kind of travels and waves and you can mm-hmm. sort of hear it and then you can't hear it. So we were all positive. We heard the president say 20 minutes into his speech, I understand that y'all are going to be going up to the Capitol and I think I'm supposed to go up there and speak or something. I'm not really sure. Every one of us heard that. I've heard people say that they were there and they heard the same thing, but you cannot find that on any video. We can't find that. Mm. We didn't have our cameras running when he said that. But
right.
we heard it enough, all of us heard it enough to say, well, shoot, if he's going to be going up to the Capitol to speak, let's get a head start. We're on the outer edges anyway. Let's start walking back to the Capitol so we'll be there to get a good spot for him.
Right.
So
exactly.
all of us, a bunch of us were walking up Pennsylvania Avenue, and that was the discussion as everyone was walking up the Pennsylvania Avenue. It was like,
hey, he's going to be speaking at least for another hour. This is great. If he's going to be going up there to speak, let's, you know, stake out a good spot. So we're walking down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, Nina, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. When we come back, we've got more from Nina May. She was there on January the 6th, and she's telling us the whole truth and nothing but. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. Nina May continues with us, the producer, director, and writer. She was there on January the 6th filming events, you know, thinking, hey, and I don't blame her. I mean, this is a moment in history, and this is still a part of history that's still being written. The challenge, Nina, is are we getting the whole truth and nothing but? You know, because we've got so many narratives flying around. I mean, you've got even political elected officials who say that this was an insurrection, this was an attack on our democracy, all this hyperbole. And, you know, even, you know, at the start of suggesting that it's an insurrection, as many people said, if this was an insurrection, it's probably the worst planned insurrection ever conducted in the history of man. So anyway, as you were saying, the president gave an indication that he was going to be speaking at the Capitol. You're on the perimeter of a couple of million people, and you start moving in that direction, as others did, in anticipation that they would be able to hear the president speak a little bit more clearly than what they were able to hear previously, right?
Right, exactly. So we walked over to the Capitol, and again, it was a pretty big crowd going with us. So we were literally one of some of the first people to get there. In fact, I was running ahead to film the people sort of, and they were, it was, I'm not going to say it, they weren't running, but they were rushing, but it was an excited rush, as though someone had said there was free pizza up there or something.
Right.
And it was like, yay, we're going to see the president, we're going to get close, da, da, da. But here's the interesting thing. There were no barriers up. I really want to stress this. There were no barriers up. There were no police. None, zero. And so all these people were just walking in as though, you know, they'd had, an invitation to free pizza. And they were just coming in close to the Capitol. But as soon as they got to the Capitol, to the steps, they couldn't go any further. There was no door open. There was nothing there. And so everyone stopped. And so we stopped because we said, well, okay, let's analyze this. Where do we think the president would be speaking from? And the only place we could see that we thought was erected for that was a stand that it turns out it was for the press. So maybe, you know, 20 feet high, and it would have been a perfect place to speak because everyone could have seen him speak. So we said, well, okay, let's stay here in case this is where he comes to, and we'll get some good shots.
So where you're at, there's no barriers, but yet we see film where there were barriers.
Yeah.
So
where we were standing, this is interesting. And this, a lot of things started not making sense almost simultaneously with it actually happening. First of all, okay, remember there's some footage that you saw on TV of a man in kind of a buffalo shirt, jacket, everything.
Yeah.
I saw him on the street next to me, and I was going, okay, that's a cute outfit. And so we're, you know, getting pictures and stuff like this, and so we're going in. When we see later on TV that he's inside the Capitol, we're going, how in the world did he get inside the Capitol that quickly? And if you look at the footage of him inside the Capitol, he's doing this kind of funky little dance, and the policemen are watching him, and they're laughing, and nobody's doing anything. So if he was in there committing this, quote, insurrection, why are they allowing him to do that? Why aren't they arresting him? Why don't they put him in handcuffs? Because obviously he was not. It was not some kind of insurrection. So my little spidey senses, as far as producer and someone who is blocked and block sets, and you know, we've done feature-length movies, and you know how to have people act, and you know how people act between shots, too. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy was filmed before all this. He somehow was in the Capitol before this, and you saw a lot of that. You saw a lot of things that looked like they were pre-positioned and staged inside the Capitol long before people had even gotten up to the Capitol. It was very strange. So this is interesting. You ask about the pictures you see of them pushing against the bike racks, I call them. So one of the scenes of them pushing against the bike racks, I saw this on TV, and I was going, no way. I was standing right there, exactly where they're saying that they were pushing against the bike racks. And the reason I know that they've filmed this before was right behind them was the inaugural stage. When I was there, it was covered in white plastic. When they were showing this, it was half erected and no white plastic on it. So it was like pre-filmed.
Yes.
And you saw this all over the place. So when they started shooting, and, you know, we're staying there for a while and everything's peaceful, everything's great, people singing God Bless America and, you know, chanting USA. And then I see up on the steps, like, some of the policemen in riot gear, and they start shooting flashbangs into the audience, into the crowd.
Yeah. And you have footage of this. I saw your footage. Yeah. You have footage of these flashbangs being fired off.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And everyone yelling, stop it, you're hurting our ears. I mean, no one was doing anything to, nothing was being done to cause them to do this. It wasn't like they were keeping an unruly crowd from breaking in. If anything, it felt like they were inciting people to riot.
Mm-hmm.
It really
yes.
felt that way. So after about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 10 or 15, 20 minutes of this, we said, okay, this is crazy. And we saw a little plume of smoke, and we said, you know, that might be tear gas. Let's just head out. So we're mm-hmm. over on the Senate side, front side, which is the side facing the Washington Monument, and on the Senate side. So we walk around. Everything's peaceful. We see the back of the Capitol. Everything's peaceful. Nothing's happening. And we're literally 5 minutes away from where we're staged out of a townhouse that's right behind the Supreme Court. So we get to the townhouse. The TV is on. And on the TV, all hell's breaking loose. And we're going, no, that wasn't happening. So I get the binoculars out, and I can see the back of the Capitol through the binoculars, and it's peaceful. I'm looking at the TV, and it says live. And it's showing all hell breaking loose. And so I told the guys, I said, listen, I got to go back over there. There's something just doesn't make sense. So they go, no, no, you can't go. It's too dangerous. I said, it's not dangerous. Look at the binoculars. So
yes.
anyway, so we about four of us walked back over to the back of the Capitol. And it's like a whole different day. You've got all these Capitol Hill police kind of standing on the stairs, and they're talking with the Trump people, and people are getting selfies. People are singing God Bless America, waving their flags. Everything was peaceful. There was nothing going on. And this was the thing that got me. There was not one siren. There was not one police car. There was not one fire engine, EMP, nothing. It was deathly silent. In fact, when I was at the corner of Constitution and First Street, it's basically the Senate back corner of the Capitol grounds. I stand in the middle of the road and I do a 360, and it's a ghost town. There is no one there. And I'm thinking, okay, if all hell's breaking loose in the Capitol, where are the D.C. police? Where are the Capitol Hill police? Where are the ambulances if people are supposed to be shooting each other and killing each other? You know, because they did talk about Ashley Babbitt being shot. And so, but that was it. They didn't say who shot her. You know, whether it was a Trump supporter, no one got into any detail, but just someone had been shot. And so something just did not add up. And then when I...
Well, the deal is, like you said, is that the narrative since is that people died there. I mean, all this hyperbole and everything else. And you're going, wait a minute. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt. And they even had to admit... Right, exactly, which they didn't want to give his name out, and then, of course, subsequently we did find that out. But that is the nature of, this separate entity within the United States of America called Washington, D.C. They operate on their own rules.
Exactly. And the thing is, what really irritates me with Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, this is, you know, a revered, established, you know, this is the government, the United States. Oh, this is horrible. No, excuse me, Nancy. You could care less that they were about to burn down the Capitol. You could care less that they took over the Wisconsin State House and the Capitol there for months and months and months, did millions of dollars worth of damage. Not one thing was said about that. You could care less when the people came in screaming and yelling their placards when Kavanaugh was being... confirmed, and they were screaming about that, on and on and on. So don't give me this.
About 25 seconds left here, Nina. Bottom line here is, where's the truth in all this? I'm going to let you sum it up. We only got 20 seconds.
I tell you where the truth is. It's lying in everyone's cell phone that was there, and I'm encouraging everyone to get their footage out to their congressman, to their local press or people like you that have radio shows. Pull all this stuff together because there's 14,000 hours of...
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No one is escaping inflation in America. The worst it's been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables. Beef is up 20%, pork nearly 17%, and chicken over 9% higher now when compared to a year ago.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, and look at, hey, our favorite tech expert is back with us, Andrea Smith. Hey, lucky for us, and lucky for her, she's at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and it is back, and tech lovers around the nation are lining up for this highly anticipated event. She's just outside the doors and peeking through the windows, and she's going to give us a sneak peek ideas to what's going on. Andrea, good to have you back with us. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Bill, Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Well, this is awesome. I mean, CES is the conventions, the event of events. Everybody loves to go. I mean, thousands of people go there. The show itself is magnificent. Give our audience an idea of what you'll probably see at CES.
Well, first I'll tell you, Bill, this is an amazing show. I've been here for 15 years, except for last year, which was all virtual. This year it's a little scaled back, of course, because of the current pandemic situation. But there are still over 2,000 exhibitors here, lots of people. The show floor hasn't officially opened yet, but I've gotten a sneak peek at so many cool things. Let me tell you, first I've seen some amazing televisions, the TV technology, display technology, the connected and smart home stuff. But, Bill, we've been hearing a lot of talk about the metaverse. That's the big buzzword here. that soon-to-be virtual world where we're going to be having social experiences. So we've got companies like MeetThai. They're racing to build out and create an ever-changing rich world of AI-generated content. So what does that mean? Well, MeetThai's metaverse is going to have AI guides and coaches that can understand more complex speech. They're going to give you personalized results because conversational AI is going to be the key to all this. So, for example, imagine having a private yoga instructor or a personalized fitness lesson in VR with a guide modeled after a real-life well-known instructor. That is going to be possible in VR with the help of AI. Got that?
Uh-huh. Wow. That is amazing, you know, that's going to happen. So this is where it all begins. And, of course, the possibilities from that point become endless, as they always do, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, 10 years down the road now, if we had a problem with all getting to a big trade show like this, well, our little avatars could all be meeting in the metaverse, and it would be great.
Right. Yeah, but there's something real special about you having your eyes and your hands and everything wrapped around these incredible inventions, right?
There's nothing like it. I missed it so much last year. It's just not the same not being here in person.
Well, I got to imagine just the anticipated buzz by the people there at CES. They're just real excited, you know, to be coming back together, and they just can't wait for those doors to swing open, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, people, companies, you know, startups have been innovating, figuring out our patterns as we go through this lockdown, figuring out what we're doing, how we're doing things at home, and they're coming up with really smart, innovative solutions for us. And this is the show to get all of that out there, to be seen, to be bought, to be incorporated into existing technology, or to become, you know, well-known brands of their own.
What do you anticipate in terms of gaming? You've kind of been watching what's going on there in terms of what might be presented this year.
Yes, you know, you and I talked a lot about gaming over the holiday season, how big that was. And I have to tell you, it just continues to grow here. Gaming monitors, absolutely stunning here at the show. There's a Samsung Odyssey Neo G8 32-inch gaming monitor. It's the world's first 4K screen with a 240Hz refresh rate and 1 millisecond response. In gaming talk, Bill, that's virtually no lag with super smooth transitions and animations. Basically, the difference between winning and losing the match. And it's got this futuristic white design, curved display. It just immerses you right in the gameplay. And then accessories. I mean, just booming. JBL Quantum Headphones Series has expanded its gaming portfolio, and it now includes the Quantum Stream. It's JBL's first USB microphone with crystal clear communication for chatting with teammates. And remember, you know, things in the gaming world, it's all about lag. It's all about losing that millisecond. So when you've got a USB microphone plugged in, it's just going to give you that crystal clear audio, fast connection. There's also the JBL Quantum True Wireless headphones. Now, this is for gamers who want a perfect in-ear fit. You usually think about gamers having the over-ear headphones. So, you know, a little personalization going on. It's got that awesome JBL spatial surround sound for that realistic experience, and, of course, the ability to control outside noises and distractions. So, you know, you can just immerse yourself completely in the game.
Well, we're getting a sneak peek of CES this year. The tech expert, Andrea Smith, award-winning news and tech journalist, is reporting to us before the doors open up and giving us a little bit of a preview. And, of course, we'll have a follow-up report from her tomorrow, hopefully, to actually even get more information than she's sharing with us right now. But so many of us are waiting in anticipation, especially all the people and the fans that are there at CES, just getting ready. You know, to bust through the doors and get their hands on all these new gadgets and devices. What about the smart home devices? You touched a little bit on that, Andrea. What can we look forward to there?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We're seeing a lot of touch-free devices, as you would expect. You know, again, it responds to what we're doing in real life. So a lot of things that you can automate, like voice-activated bathtubs that you can just fill your bathtub to a certain temperature and a certain capacity just with the sound of your voice. Faucets that you wave your hand to turn on and off the kitchen sink, so if you've got chicken all over your fingers, you don't have to touch the actual faucet. Lots of touch-free things, and, of course, all these appliances are going to be connected and cooking for us, and I just want someone to fold my laundry, really.
Right. I mean, they're just falling just a little bit short. They're just not quite doing the laundry. But everything else, I mean, your refrigerators will, you know, call the grocery store and order milk for you when it's low and all this. I mean, it's incredible, this technology, how it's been advancing, right? Wow, this is amazing. What about, you know, the general tech trends that you think that everybody's going to be talking about this year?
Yeah, so of course we're talking about the metaverse, as I mentioned, but we are also talking NFTs, blockchain technology, I mean, all of those kind of concept things that are happening, and then it's an explosion of digital health, all kinds of ways to keep safe, keep connected to your loved ones, make sure that they're, you know, able to age in place. Space tech, Bill. So much talk about space tech, sustainable technology. This is the first year I have seen companies really talk about how environmentally conscious they are, how they're using recycled plastics in their materials, how the packaging is going to be recycled, how the actual product can be recycled. So that's a wonderful trend that I'm seeing.
Got about a minute left here. You mentioned NFTs, and for some people, they're saying, I'm just barely starting to hear about that. Give us a real quick surmise on NFTs.
Oh, my gosh, NFTs. It stands for non-fungible token, and it basically is a digital ownership of something. So, for instance, an artist can create a painting, and you could buy that painting, and then you could sell it, and they could sell it, and they could sell it. But this way, the artist sells it, and the person who owns the actual digital version of that painting, they have this wallet, and they get to keep all of their NFTs that they purchased in a wallet, so you can show somebody all of your digital art. And then sometimes the artist can even get a percentage every time it's sold. So it's just starting. You know, people are starting to use it. Of course, you need to use digital currency in order to buy it. So, you know, people are just beginning to understand it.
Well, get ready to see that explode in this coming year as well. She's at CES and giving us a little preview as to what's happening. The tech expert, Andrea Smith, has been with us. Andrea, be safe. Happy New Year to you, and look forward to hearing back from you later, okay?
Thank you, Bill. To you, too.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Nobody wants to get ripped off.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me,
Oh, we love the song, and we love the man behind it. No, not Ryman Paul Simon. We're talking the managing editor of Stream.org, Al Parada, the one and only, is with us. Hey, Al, Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Made it to 2022. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thunk? I mean, I'll tell you, there were some antithetical forces that really are not very happy that America is where it's at today in spite of all their maneuverings and shenanigans. It would appear that liberty is still alive. And, well, it needs some more healing, but, you know, much to their disdain, liberty lives.
Yeah, amen to that. I mean, it's. I don't know how you're feeling about it. In fact, I'll ask you, how are you feeling good about 2022? I mean, a little hopeful that
I am, Al. I believe, and I've been saying to the audience, that it should be our commitment that 2022 would be our best year ever. I mean, you know, you think about it in those terms. I mean, look at, we've overcome adversity. You know, the fact of the matter is that never in the history of America has there been 100% agreement on our democracy. There's a lot of fluff and a lot of narratives that are flying around out there that are just totally disconnected from reality. And it's just like, come on, give me a break. You know, they want to talk about, why people are not supporting, you know, Joe Biden as president, and go, well, maybe the 4 years previous with all the hullabaloo that you had against who the people had chosen in terms of Donald Trump, you know, impeached twice. He was constantly under surveillance, under investigation. We spent over, you know, I don't know, somewhere between $30-70 million to prove that there was some sort of Russian collusion. We had elected officials swearing, oh, there's absolutely collusion. He's going to jail. We just can't wait. He's moments away from a perp walk. You know, the leadership of the Democratic Party. And then now here they get their guy elected, selected, or however way you want to place it, with all this other suspicion. And they're just, oh, my goodness, you know, they've got the vapors. You know, they can't handle this. This is incredible. You know, how dare the American people, you know, think that Joe Biden is not legitimate? Well, and I'm sorry, you know, we've got over 1,000 sworn testimonies saying that there was shenanigans in this election. An increasing number of Americans, is certainly on the Republican side, almost three-fourths of Republicans say that there was definitely voter fraud. And now you've got, what, I think up to 30%, even on the Democratic side, said, yeah, maybe there was some shenanigans, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me add a little thing. Something you said there caught my eye, attention. There's something else about supporting Biden that is hard to do. Americans, I think, in general, support their president. They support right. the head guy. They, you know, you want to be behind the captain in some way.
Right.
But
right.
when the captain's not there, there's no really there.
Right.
There's nothing there to support. There's actually no – you try to lift – like you want to lift up – if you want to lift up Biden, but there's no Biden to lift up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's a phantom. It's this figure that kind of wanders around and mumbles. And
yeah. Well, how do you get behind a coach that keeps losing and makes decisions that only cause you to lose more? So you say, well, it's kind of hard to identify with that team. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay home and, you know, eat up a bag of Cheetos. You know. And bring in the new year.
The coach blames you for your losing, and you say, "I'm not on the field. You're not letting me on the field to blame me."
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll blame you, and we'll blame the media because the media is not doing their job. I mean, what do you mean? The media did their job. That's how you got supposedly elected to begin with. You know.
You're getting. Yeah,
but,
we need to bring in the media people into the White House to help us shape the message because they're not expressing what all the good things that are going on right. Because naturally, the media is really against Joe Biden. This is how delusional these people are down there in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's just like you said. You know, 2021 is behind us. I often tell the kids experience defines preference. We got a lot of experience here in the first year of the Biden administration. And wow, it is a nightmare. And, you know, meanwhile, COVID continues. And I keep telling people, I mean, you know, you hear on the other side, you hear the Republican narrative. Oh, we're going to run away with the midterms. Are you kidding me? You really believe that you're going to run away? That's going to be a slam dunk. Yeah, that's what way you're saying. Look at progressives do not give up ground easily. In fact, they don't believe in giving up ground. They got this ground because of COVID. And here we've got all these new iterations of COVID, more fear and more doubling down of fear to put pressure on people to say, hey, look, you know, we've got to leave the gates open. We've got to, you know, do what we did in 2020 that rendered a suspicious election process that really, I mean, you talk about the attack on democracy, that single-handedly is responsible for people's doubt in democracy right now, Al, and their loss of hope is because the institutions that they trusted and believed in violated their trust and presented them with this election, regardless of the results. This whole process just stinks to high heaven, and people, because they have legitimate questions, oh, no, you can't have a question. We're going to put you in jail. We'll put you in solitary confinement because how dare you question us because we know better.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, how hard would it have been to go along with the idea of, like, audits? Okay, yeah, we understand there's concerns. Let's double-check. Let's make everybody happy. Let's just double-check things. You know, there's going to be some people who will never believe Biden won, but let's just check things. How hard would that, how hard would that have been? But instead, you were turned into domestic terrorists for even questioning it. You were kicked off social media. I mean, there are terrorists and murderers who are on Twitter, but I can't be on Twitter. Because, right? This is the insanity that we're dealing with here. And that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Shut up, sit down, and take it. As opposed to, okay, let's, you know, we got time. Nobody's going anywhere. Let's check
that's
things
right.
out. Let's make the, you know, let's see. Let's check under the hood. It's only our election. Let's,
yeah.
you know.
And let's have somebody do it with some credibility instead of Nancy Pelosi and some rigged, you know, faux committee. Oh. That she slapped together in order to come up with an expected end. I mean, this is like the Warren Commission all over again, right? I mean, we already know the end of the story. We just need to get the right players in place to go along, to get along, to give us the correct narrative. We really don't want to know who really killed JFK.
Yeah, and here's the, I'll even say this is in a sense worse than that, because you can make the argument that part of the purpose of the Warren Commission was to avoid making it look, to avoid the idea of a nuclear war with Russia if it turned out that Russia had some hand in this, you know, in with Oswald, you know, having been a defector and all this stuff. You know, you had to worry about a nuclear war with Russia. Here, they're just worried about power, their own personal power.
Right.
And culpability for that matter, but power means the silenced dissent of America. That to me is worse. As horrible as
right.
what the commission was and all that, this in a sense is worse.
Well, the deal is, it's the perpetration of the lie. I mean, if we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to reconnect with the truth, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, and
is it that elusive? Has the truth become that elusive, Al Perotta?
No, it's there. Just be honest and look for it. I mean, you get people to testify. You get this guy, what's his name, Ray Epps, who was part of the January 6th, you know, instigating people to do stuff that Revolver News, you know, basically lays out is might be a federal agent. Yeah, we find out what his story is. Like, we found out the story with Steele, Christopher Steele.
Right.
You don't wait 3 years.
Exactly.
You find the story now, and it's there. The truth is there. Mm-hmm. Let's find out one way or the other. People who did bad things, let them go to jail. People who just wandered around like tourists shouldn't, you know, get them out of solitary confinement. That's a rocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give them a ticket, whatever they're responsible, whatever restitution, if they broke a window, hey, look it, you pay for the window.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, we move on with this deal. We don't keep people in solitary confinement and make sure they raise their right hand and swear off any allegiance to, you know, Donald Trump or whatever it is and whatever indoctrination that they must go through in order to get out. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, this is, you know, the fact that it's happening in our country, Al, a country that we defended, the country that we served in the military for. You know, I mean, this is just absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where the double standard comes in. Okay. You know, I don't mind people being punished for rioting, but let's be consistent across the board. I still go back to those days when they're trying to embrace the perimeter of the White House and we're burning everything in sight and destroying everything in sight. There's 3 days in the summer of 2020.
Right. It's mostly peaceful, though. It was mostly peaceful. But yet here it is. You got the worst planned insurrection that ever happened in the history of mankind. And, you know, no guns, no whatever. The only people that had guns were the Capitol Police. And all they knew was to shoot a military vet, a female, crawling through a window. Boy, that took a lot of guts.
The only riot that left the city cleaner than before they found it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, you look back on 2021, and it's easy to welcome 2022. But if we're going to have a better 2022, we've got to deal with the truth of what happened in 2021. And we're not getting any help from the media and certainly the lever pullers of our government and our institutions, sadly. So, look, at we the people, we've got to step up. This is our government, and we've got to take back control if we're going to get this country back on track. And it requires all hands on deck, as we've been saying, Al Perotta.
Amen. Yeah, we got the ball.
Well, he's the managing editor of Stream.org, the one and only, Mr. Al Perotta. Thank you, Al.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.